Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
But I say to you now, now the cities become even more immoral, more corrupted than ever before. They no longer hold fast to my word. They no longer teach who I am. And it is time now to leave them, says the Lord.
The day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, concerning depression. At this time, people are walking around with a feeling of hurt and despair, loneliness and isolation, like never before. It's always a part of them, and it won't go away. Even we who have Christ at the center of our beings have a feeling of a depression at times. So we absolutely have to turn it all over to God, or it will take control of us. Every living human has a big void place in their being that only can be filled with the Son of God. Once we fill that void with Him, all that fear and desolation that we feel falls away, and our being is filled with the greatest love on earth and heaven. We can find joy even when others are lost in their worldly ways. No more despair, only a great feeling that all is going to be all right. A quote from Daryl Scott, a father of a girl from the Columbine shooting, says, "Men and women are three-part beings. We all consist of body, mind, and spirit. When we refuse to acknowledge a third part of our makeup, we create a void that allows evil, prejudice, and hatred to rush in and wreak havoc." End of quote, and I couldn't have said it better. Psalm 55:16-18 tells us, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me." Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Thank you, Sister Sharon. Praise the Lord, our friends. As Sister Sharon and I expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. Signs Radio depends on your sacrificial giving, and Sharon and I are very grateful for every love gift, and WOW, that's W-O-W, which stands for Walk on Water Sponsorship. Will you walk on water with us? Now, our dear friends, as we announced on past programs, the Lord was leading Sister Sharon and I to move to Texas. And that looks like it could be happening in a month or so. We did fly there, and we did look at a repossessed property that we could afford. This is Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon, don't you know? We don't have that much. The bank has accepted our offer, and we are in the process of finalizing the details, which could take up to the end of May. Please pray for us. This is a big step of faith for Sharon and I, as I am 69 and Sharon is also in her 60s. Please listen carefully. We fully intend to keep Signs radio programs going and on the air. So please, please, please do not stop giving your love gifts for radio time support. And if someone feels led of the Lord to help finance our move, it would be a blessing. Cash is no problem. But if you're giving a gift towards our move, please, if you make out a check, do not make it out to Signs. Make it out to R. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, R. Johnson. There is one factor that will affect Signs programming, and that is the time to pack and travel, plus time after we get there to fix up the house, and it is a fixer-upper, and get high-speed internet so we can do the Signs radio programs from that location. So because of time constraints, it will now be necessary to repeat the Saturday program on Mondays and Wednesdays. We simply cannot get packed and moved without cutting back some, so we have time to do that. But if that causes giving to drop, Wednesdays and Mondays may have to be canceled. Unfortunately, though, the drop in support is already happening. Before I announce this Texas move, even, as out of the last four times I checked Post Office Box 122 in Lyle, New York, there was only six letters, and those came on one day. The other 3 days, Box 122 was empty, nothing in it. Please do not give up on us and continue your support. Only you can keep Signs on the air. Saturday programs will not be canceled, be assured. And hopefully with your loving support, Mondays and Wednesdays will remain on the air until we can get it settled in our Texas home. Sorry, but following God's plan for us in this is not easy for us or for you, I know. Please bear with us and please pray for us. Those of you listening by podcast, you will need to manually download from www.signsradio.com at some point in the future, but not right now. That's signsradio.com, all one word, SIGNSRADIO.COM. But for now, your podcast will work. A big thank you to those who sent suggestions on how to find Texas property. It was very useful, and we believe we have God's place for us there. It only remains to be seen that we can get things totally wrapped up by the end of May. The time is short, the day of the Lord is at hand. And we say to the devil, don't mess with Texas. Amen. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Version, titled Defiling Bitterness, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. My dear listening friends, it is not a time to fail, to stop looking diligently, for the Lord's return is so very close. Yes, the day is almost at hand. Do not fail the grace of God that has allowed you to get this far, for IEDs have come now to America. Those are improvised explosive devices. And innocents are dying at the hand of a satanic army who hides in the bushes, sometimes in boats, afraid to show themselves. You can dislike it, you can despise it, but if you let it grow into a root of bitterness inside of you, including a root of insane fear, that satanic army has won and you have lost. Your heart will harden and you will be just like them in your hatred. Though a time to protect yourself is coming, do not let it make you bitter. Rise above hate without losing control, for through hate many have been defiled, and that's a big amen. Psalms chapter 95 and verse 8, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Please, our friends, know that even Jesus was tempted, but he gave not in to the temptation. Amen. The day of the Lord is truly at hand. Get right with God while you still can.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
242729.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
As the wind, saith the Lord, blows the clouds in and blows them away, so shall it be in the days of the end, the last times the signs are being revealed to men. These signs come in and are revealed, and then they go away again. And man pays not attention to them. He pays not attention to the signs that are coming upon the earth, for he wishes not to understand them. But I say unto you, there are those of mine who do understand them. There are those of mine who see the signs and pay attention. And they look at them, and they understand, and they are ready to serve me. They have come before me. And they have paid attention. They have studied my word. They have listened to what it has to say to them. They have applied it to their lives and to the doorposts of their house. And they have fully committed to me, says the Father God. And I have fully committed to them. For my remnant is important to me. And I tell you this, that in the last days my remnant shall stand, saith the Lord.
The false church has set its course. But the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand. Ed from PA and Glenn from Virginia have heard God and sent in a WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water Spiritual Love Gift to sponsor Signs programming. Thank you. We truly appreciate you. You heard from God, you obeyed, and mailed your support love gift. Satan is always trying to close this program down. So if you do not want that, send him notice by sending your love gift to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797. That address repeats at the end of this program. Lord God, I pray you will bless all those listening tonight to this program. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. And Lord, please touch those who can send help now through May, Lord, while we're trying to follow your will, Lord, and move to Texas. Keep this program on the air, Lord. Amen and amen. Our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, Doing the Will of Our Heavenly Father. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you only get on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. I know things are crazy right now with the Boston Marathon bombing investigation and the West Texas explosion near Waco, Texas. And by the way, we are going to be living about an hour from that explosion. I will continue to do my best to keep you updated on current events. So hang in there, my friends, for as crazy as it may sound to some of you, the end days are now here. One example of the craziness is New York State's Governor Cuomo has ordered state officials to confiscate private patient records from psychiatrists, meaning that all your assumed doctor-patient confidentiality is now gone, along with your right to bear and keep arms in New York State. That's one reason why the Lord has told us to leave New York State and go to Texas. My dear listening friends, everything that you have ever told a psychiatrist, psychologist, doctor, or therapist, which Sharon and I do not do, by the way, we don't do doctors in any form, shape, or manner, anything you have told those people are now subject to government confiscation, and whatever they find in your records can and will be used against you, and they won't read you your rights to do it. It's all being done to save the children, of course. And in the name of what? Freedom? Continuing. Concerning the Boston Marathon bombings, a senior U.S. counterterrorism investigator has said that pressure cooker bombs have also been a signature of extreme right-wing individuals in the United States whom, he said, tend to reveal it in building homemade bombs. First, what a lie that is, just like I said a minute ago. There has not, at least to my knowledge, ever been an IED explosion in America, except the two in Boston. Do they think Americans are stupid enough to believe that lie? Second, it seems to me a pressure cooker bomb would explode, throwing shrapnel in all directions. Yet it seems that the legs of the runners were hit harder, suggesting it was a shaped charge, much like a Claymore mine. But I am not an expert. Was this another false flag to usher in martial law or some other form of communist socialist control in America? Was this actually two factions of our own government trying to gain control? We'll soon know, won't we? Continuing. Muslim Brotherhood leader points to conspiracy behind Boston bombing. A common criticism of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has always been that it delivers one message in English to an international audience and another message entirely in Arabic to its domestic Islamic audience. If anyone is ever looking for an example of this, they need to look no further than the Islamist organization's reaction to the bombing in the Boston Marathon. In English, the Brotherhood's political party released a statement categorically rejecting as intolerable the bombings committed in the U.S. city of Boston and offering their heartfelt sympathies and solemn condolences to the American people and the families of the victims. However, in Arabic, senior Brotherhood leader and vice chairman of the group's political party, Issam el-Iran, took a different track. In a post on his Facebook page, he condemned the Boston attack, but also linked it to the French war in Mali, the destruction in Syria and Iraq, and faltering reapproachment between Turkish government and Kurdish rebels. El-Iran is making the case that all of these setbacks from Boston to Baghdad are somehow connected. While Brotherhood leaders feel free to indulge in such conspiracy mongering in Arabic, these claims are notably absent from the group's English language media.
continuing. Boston attack underscores growing threat of IEDs in America, improvised explosive devices like were used against our troops in Iraq. The deadly bomb attack in the Boston Marathon highlights what may be a growing threat to American cities and to Americans, the use of IEDs to target large gatherings, inflicting mass damage with a device that is difficult to detect. Security experts say the use of IEDs is becoming a preferred tool of terror in both domestic and global attacks or attempted attacks against the United States. Watchman comment, folks, do you remember my warnings in this area since 9-1-1? Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman now? If not, I don't know what to tell you. I bring this to you week after week. You need to realize this is not some fairy tale. It's really happening. 666, the end times, they sure are here. Continuing. America's empty slogan, see something, say something. In brief remarks to the nation on the Boston Marathon bombings, USA President Barack Obama said that we all have a part to play in altering authorities. If you see something suspicious, speak up. In Washington, D.C., electronic signs urge computers to be on guard. Law enforcement, big city mayors, and security experts all echo that famous post-terrorism refrain. If you see something, say something. But who really means it? Watchman comment, they don't really. And you can call me a conspiracy theorist if you want to, but our government, and especially the Obama, is a part of this. They're not protecting you. There is not much of a chance to protect against one or two terror bombers. They are sick, and they are satanic, of their father the devil. On the other hand, America's empty slogan, see something, say something, is about to put America under the control of a communist socialist propaganda, just like the time of the Hitler Youth Corps. Continuing. 30 is the new 45. Today's adults getting diseases 15 years faster than their grandparents. As vaccines pump the population full of mercury and thermosol, as genetically modified crops alter human DNA, as bisphenol A in plastics, can linings alter the hormonal structure of the human body and animals, as pesticides pollute the land and water, more people are experiencing diseases sooner in the United States. According to new findings, people today are being diagnosed with disease 33% faster than their grandparents. Age 30 has become the new 45 in reference to onsetting diseases. The abundance of disease being diagnosed at an early age only means the modern era of pharmaceutical drugs and chemicals is not working and is tearing down the quality of life for countless Americans. Watchman comment, take natural herbs put on earth by God. Not drugs, my friends. Continuing. New York and California lack personal liberty more than all other states. Yes, Sharon and I know. That's one of the reasons why God has told us to get out of New York State. And we do not live in New York City, by the way. We live in New York State out in the country, and we found a place in Texas pretty much like it. You know that New York and California represent the two biggest epicenters of big government and diminished freedoms? One of the reasons why our founding fathers were skeptical of big centralized government is because they believed that Americans, in essence, should be able to vote with their feet. I said, vote with your feet. That is, if they didn't much care for the abundance of laws and regulations in one state, they could pick up their belongings and move to another state. With fewer laws and regulations, being centralized government, you see, makes this a moot principle because you can't escape one-size-fits-all federal laws and regulations anymore. Texas is the last bastion of freedom. Watchman comment, as I just said, there is one state where a good degree of freedom and patriotism still exists, Texas. You can still pack up and vote with your feet. Amen. Pro-Second Amendment advocates think it is about time to end no-gun zones that are public schools, so they are applauding efforts in Texas to provide concealed carry training for hundreds of teachers in the Lone Star State. Go Texas! Continuing. Ingestible, implantable, or intimate contact. How will you take your micro-scale body sensors? Computer chip and silicon micro machines are ready for your body. It's time to decide how you'll take them, implantable, ingestible, or intimate contact.
Every flavor now exists. Some have FDA approval, and some are seeking it. Others are moving quickly out of the research lab stage. With these sensors comes a heavy dose of information about your health, data about what medication you are taking, and when you took it. If you or your doctor feel your health is at risk, we don't have a doctor, so it's not a problem for Sharon and I, but for those that do, it may be quite possible if you are uninformed, you will allow one of these to be placed inside of your body. Not Sharon and I, Watchman comment, although I've been commenting. Do not do it. This is getting too close to 666, the mark of the world beast system. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrase. And it causeth all to receive a mark that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666, continuing. Is this an end time sign? U.S. Senate will back Israeli attack on Iran. Members of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee have adopted Senate Resolution 65, according to which the U.S. will support Israel in case it is compelled to take military action and actualize its right to self-defense in the face of an Iranian threat. My. Continuing. 24 IRS workers charged with lying to get unemployment, food stamps, welfare benefits. First, it was the families of dead people and state employees. Now authorities say Internal Revenue Service employees in Tennessee were stealing unemployment and other benefits while fully employed. 13 of those employees were indicted on federal charges that they lied to get unemployment, food stamps, welfare, and housing vouchers. An additional 11 have been indicted on state charges of grand theft greater than $1,000. In all, authorities say the federal workers improperly received more than $250,000 in government benefits. My. Do you believe our government's corrupt now? Continuing. Obama okays huge increase in safe radiation levels. Civilian cancer deaths expected to skyrocket. The White House has given final approval for dramatically rising permissible radioactive levels in drinking water and soil following radiological incidents such as a nuclear power plant, accidents, and dirty bombs. Watchman comment, my. Are we living in Japan? That's what their government did. Continuing. Issued by the Environmental Protection Agency, the radiation guides called Protective Action Guides, or PAGs, allow cleanup many times more lax than anything EPA has ever before accepted. In soil, the PAGs allow long-term public exposure to radiation in amounts as high as 2,000 millirems. This would, in effect, increase a long-standing 1 in 10,000 person cancer rate to a rate of 1 in 23 exposed over a 30-year period. My. Watchman comment. Let me repeat that increase. It is a 400% increase. Truly significant. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, who has warned so many times America and the world is being bombarded with radiation from Japan and nuke storage spaces, even inside the USA? My, oh my. You better be prayed up. Continuing. Obama got a little bit mad, and he said, a shameful day, and claims NRA willingly lied to defeat Senate background check bill. Obama attributed the defense of the bipartisan background check bill compromise to untruths about the bill spread by the National Rifle Association. Obama said 90% of the American people supported it. Watchman comment, no. That is a very big whopper of a lie by the no Obama. Do these communist socialists think the American people are really that stupid? 90%? No way. That's a big fake propaganda bologna sandwich on stale bread. Watchman Shofar. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Doing the Will of Our Heavenly Father. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help keep this program on the air. And if you wish to remain anonymous, just send cash and leave your address off. But either way, just don't forget to pray over it, for then God will get it through. He always does. Amen and amen. We need your help desperately while we're trying to move to Texas. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Signs, S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box
1-2-2. Town is Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviate that, N-Y. Zip 13797. Thank you and God bless you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Doing the Will of Our Heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brother stood outside, desiring to speak with him. They're speaking of Jesus. But he, Jesus, answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brothers? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and he said, Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, who is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. My dear listening friends, the Gospels of Matthew and Mark give an account of the Lord's mother and brothers. Jesus takes that opportunity to define a broad new family principle when he says, Whosoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. But Luke's account adds something to that. Those who hear the word of God and do it. Yes, do it. You need to be more than a hearer. You need to be a doer. You can know the word of God, but if you don't do the word of God, it's not going to help you, not one little bit, especially if you're sinning. My dear listening friends, this is another simple approach to living in the will of God. Read his word and don't be a hearer only, but be a doer. One who acts according to what he hears or reads. If you do, you reveal that you are a close relative of the Son of God. And that's a relationship better than any other worldly relationship. Get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service.
God is still going to do the things that he's promised he's going to do. His presence is always going to be with us. And if you don't know this God, then you need a new God. You need to get rid of the one you got and get the real God, because the real God is able to do it.
My dear listening friends, because each science program is listener supported, that is the only biblical way science can stay on the air, and science needs your support. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to sustain science will be spoken in just a moment. And please be assured your loving support is needed. But first, please pray for us at this time. The same program will air each week on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday until we get packed up and relocated to Texas. Please bear with us as we follow the leading of the Lord. And please pray, 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 as we are both in our 60s and it will not be easy for us. Here is a short note sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797. From a brother in Pennsylvania, God bless Brother Johnson and your wife. I wish to support Wednesday nights. Yours in Christ, Ed. Brother Johnson replies, Thank you, Ed, our dear friend. We are so glad you enjoy the program. Sharon and I thank you so much for helping us keep Wednesday nights on the air. Maranatha. Now, our friends, I'm about to give you our virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Here it comes, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. It is such a blessing to hear from our listeners. Please pray about writing Sharon and I this week. And please remember to pray for us as we pray for you. For we truly love you. I love yous.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.